You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from Exodus chapter 24. This is the confirmation of the covenant that God initiated with Israel. It would be helpful to imagine yourself as if you are in the scene. I'll read sections of the passage and then give some comments. We'll start with a few lines from verses 1 to 7. Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord." And he sent young men who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings to the Lord. He took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." The covenant on Mount Sinai is to be completed by a worship service. Moses was the mediator. The others present were to witness and receive the covenant in Israel's behalf. According to Matthew Henry, the covenant must be made by sacrifice, because since man has sinned, there can be no fellowship by covenant till there be first friendship and atonement by sacrifice. Notice also that the priests responded favorably, and like a contract signing, both parties had to agree on. This means that God was giving the people of Israel a freedom to make a choice and not simply have a blind faith. Verses 9 to 11. They went up and they saw the God of Israel, and he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. Since no one could see God and live, it is believed that what happened here is that they had a glimpse of God's glory, maybe in form of fire and light. Again from Matthew Henry, "Whatever they saw, it was certainly something of which no image nor picture could be made, and yet enough to satisfy them that God was with them." God did not lay his hand on them, meaning they were not killed by the presence of God. Instead, they had a meal in God's presence. God had communion with them. Verses 12 to the end. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone." Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain and the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Moses had to stay in the presence of God for a while. We might already be aware of the significance of the number 40 as a time of preparation for something that God is doing. In this case, the people of Israel through Moses ought to grow in the presence and knowledge of God in order for them to live the way of life he presents. To wrap it up, Jesus, our true mediator, performed the ultimate sacrifice most acceptable to God. He established a covenant between God and man by offering himself on the cross. Though we're able to experience God's communion with us, we ought to prepare for the final fulfillment of what Christ has done. John 17 says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." God desires to have communion with us, not on Mount Sinai, but on the holy mountain of God. Not just for a specific moment, but for eternity. This is where we are going to fully know the will of the Father as we will know Him fully and fully enjoy the covenant He has established with us. For application, first, as you are witnessing the event, how do you feel about the worship service being offered to God? How about when the elders accepted the covenant? How about when God reveals His glory with Moses and the elders having a feast? And how do they relate to your own Christian life? Second, how do you want God to prepare you in this season that you may live out God's covenant more fully?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.